Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
Well, the Food and Drug Administration doesn't set limits on BPA because the agency says there's just not enough scientific evidence that it's harmful. But some scientists and consumer advocates strongly dispute that position and voice their concerns at a recent FDA hearing. The intense controversy has ignited what's being called a war of the sciences. Living on Earth's Ashley Ahern reports.
There's a 93% chance that bisphenol A is in your body. Most of it gets there through what you eat and drink. Dr. Laura Tarantino is one of the people who decide whether that's a problem. She directs the Office of Food Additive Safety at the Food and Drug Administration.
From the totality of the evidence, we have to come to kind of a yes-no decision. And we believe thus far, we don't need to change the regulation at this time, that the levels which people are exposed are safe.
At the recent hearing, several scientists and advocates questioned which studies the FDA considered before it gave bisphenol A the all clear. Beth Jordan is medical director of the Association of Reproductive Health Professionals.
The FDA's current draft assessment concludes that BPA is safe. This conclusion is based on two studies, both of which are funded by institutions that have a financial stake in the outcome of the FDA's decision.
Tarantino says the FDA considered many non-industry studies before making its decision. But she said that even studies from respected peer-reviewed journals weren't adequate for the FDA.
Those are very useful, but they are not the same kinds of studies that were conducted specifically to look for feeding a compound in the diet, does it cause adverse effects? I mean, as far as I know, no one has said, give BPA to an animal for a lifetime and you see prostate cancer or breast cancer. None of those studies have happened.
That's the FDA's view. Now listen to Dr. Fred Vomsahl.
It causes breast cancer, prostate cancer, low sperm count in males. And if you take every major human health trend, bisphenol A causes that in animals.
Vomsahl spoke at the FDA hearing. He's a professor at the University of Missouri-Columbia and has published several studies on bisphenol A. He goes on.
It causes uterine fibroids and polycystic ovaries, causes early puberty in females.
And on?
It causes brain damage that makes the brain of rats and monkeys look like a brain of a senile person.
And on?
And it also eliminates sex differences and leads to hyperactivity and learning disorders. It leads to obesity. So the array of harm that this chemical causes is absolutely stunning.
The way a chemical affects animals doesn't necessarily predict the way it will affect humans. But bisphenol A acts like estrogen in the body. And with a chemical that mimics a natural hormone, Vomsahl says even small doses can trigger big responses.
At very, very low doses, the receptor system for hormone is like a super amplifier where you whisper into it and there's this explosive noise. And so a single hormone molecule can stimulate hundreds of thousands of amplified responses inside of a cell.
Though the FDA has so far opted not to regulate bisphenol A, at least 10 states and Canada have moved to do so. Some retailers and manufacturers, including Nalgene, the water bottle maker, are phasing out products containing the compound. Consumer groups recommend avoiding canned food and number 7 plastics. For Living on Earth, I'm Ashley Ahern.